أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن لك ألا تجوع فيها ولا تعرى وأنك لا تظمأ فيها ولا تضحى. فوسوس إليه الشيطان قال يا آدم هل أدلك على شجرة الخلد وملك لا يبلى. فأكلا منها فبدت لهما سوآتهما وطفقا يخصفان عليهما من ورق الجنة وعصى آدم ربه فغوى. The previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said with regards addressing Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam with regards to shaitan, إِنَّ هَذَا عَدُوُّ لَكَ وَلِزَوْجِكَ. Certainly this, that is shaitan, is an enemy to you and to your wife. فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ فَتَشْقَى. And let him not expel you, take you out from Jannat. فَتَشْقَى. Then you would have to toil. إِنَّ لَكَ أَلَّا تَجُوعَ فِيهَا وَلَا تَعْرَى. Continuing from there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that for you in Jannat is لا تجوع فيها ولا تعرى, that you will not become hungry, and secondly, you will not be naked. In other words, the ni'mas of Jannat are all available to you, and the reality of Jannat is this, that a person will never ever become hungry. You will not be unclothed, and here it means so long as you are in the total obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنَّكَ لَا تَظْمَأُ فِيهَا وَلَا تَضْحَى. Next is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Jannat, you will not become thirsty. وَلَا تَضْحَى. You will not be exposed to the heat of the sun, or even the light of the sun that will become uncomfortable. And from here we can see that Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala granted Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam all those ni'mats that were of such a nature that there was no concern for Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, and Allah says, فَوَسْوَسَ إِلَيْهِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Thereafter, shaitan cast his waswasa, his whisper, into Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. What was that whisper? قَالَ يَا آدَمُ هَلْ أَدُلُّكَ عَلَى شَجْرَةِ الْخُلْدِ وَمُلْكِ لَا يَبْلَى. He said to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, should I direct you to the tree, such a tree that will be everlasting? In other words, you yourself will remain forever and ever in Jannat. وَمُلْكِ لَا يَبْلَى. And you will acquire and you will attain such a sovereignty that will never ever diminish, it will never ever perish. And hence Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, that tree which was shajara mamnu'a, that tree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prohibited him from, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was now made to believe that that is the tree, if he eats from the fruit, he will remain in Jannat forever and ever, and there will be a never perishing sultanat or covenants that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam will acquire and attain. And hence Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Baqarah, فَأَزَلَّهُمَا الشَّيْطَانِ. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam slept. Again, just to reiterate that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in general, were not gunegar, they were not sinners, neither before the nubuwat, nor even after the nubuwat to a greater extent, neither a major sin nor a minor sin. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained, that فَنَسِيَ Adam, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had forgotten, and in that state of forgetfulness, فَأَكَلَا مِنْهَا, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had eaten from that tree, and together with him was Hazrat Hawa, his wife. فَبَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا. After eating, one consequence of it was that his aura had become uncovered. In other words, now that clothes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him, that promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said, وَلَا تَعْرَى, now that promise no more remained, and Adam and Hazrat Hawa's aura had become exposed. So hence at that time, وَتَفِقَى يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ. They began to stick the leaves of Jannah on themselves in an attempt to close themselves so that each one would not see the aura of the other. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَعَصَى آدَمُ رَبَّهُ فَغَوَى. In that state of forgetfulness, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam disobeyed and he had deviated from the path. Now here when we say Adam alayhi salatu wasalam disobeyed and he deviated from the path, it was out of total forgetfulness. And this was not a sin. There is a great, great difference between he disobeyed and he was disobedient. To disobey at this particular time in the state of forgetfulness doesn't mean that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was a sinner. To be disobedient, yes, at that time the person is a sinner and he breaks the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But immediately after that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ جِتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَدَى. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had favored Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. In Surah Baqarah, in Surah Araf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the dua that Allah Rabbul Izzat had taught Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. The dua, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Because Adam alayhi salatu wasalam became regretful, he became remorseful. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, at that time, the entire body of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam began to shake because of his remorse that he had, because of his regret that he had of having gone this route. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ جِتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. Allah Rabbul Izzah turned towards him with forgiveness, وَهَدَى. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showed him the path. And the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed him here, one was the path of Tawbah, how to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Adam alayhi salatu wasalam leaves for us a very, very important lesson. That although it was not a sin, although it was not the state in which Adam alayhi salatu wasalam remained in disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he showed immediate repentance, immediate remorse. And this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants from all of us. And then concluding the incident, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, قَالَ اهْبِطَا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. That, O Adam and Hawa, now both of you will go down from here. بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ. Some of you will be enemies to others. Now there's two ways of looking at this part of the ayah, that you are going to go onto the earth, you are going to procreate, you are going to get children. And amongst the children you will find that that is a different world. That is the world which we call planet Earth. There it is survival. And the people, in order to survive, will create such means for them to survive. Others will become jealous of them. They will be hated. They will be enmity. And that is going to be the life of insan on the surface of the earth. And that is why if we think that we are going to do things on this earth and nobody is going to become jealous about us, nobody is going to become annoyed with us, nobody is going to become our enemies, then we are mistaken. It is like, you know, someone said it very beautifully, a person, a vegetarian, goes in the lion den and he feels because he doesn't eat meat, the lion is not going to attack him. So this is the dunya that is going to be continuing, whilst other ulama have stated, بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ, refers to shaitan and insan, that some of you are going to be enemies to others, and this is the fight that we are going to continue right till the day of Qiyamah. فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى. Then if from me the guidance comes to you, and if it is in the form of the Qur'an al-Kareem, فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَا, that person who follows my hidayat, فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى, then that person will not be deviated, and nor would that person fall into any form of difficulty whatsoever. In other words, he will not be amongst those that will be deviated, so long as he follows the kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.